This is the Clement Magnatella Show.
Live
from Cutley Homes. 702. Let's walk the talk.
Six minutes after 9 o'clock. Dumelang. Welcome to the second elections town hall meeting. This time we are live from Katlehong in the East Rand. I hope you're well this morning. Thank you so much for being with us here on the special broadcast of the Clement Magnatella Show. Welcome if you're listening to us on the radio. Welcome if you're watching this on Facebook, if you're watching it on YouTube, where we are streaming this broadcast. But also welcome to all of you that are here at the DHW Community Hall here in Ekurhuleni. We have people that have come all the way from surrounding areas of Ekurhuleni. We have different political parties represented here. We have the big parties, we've got the smaller parties, we've got the new parties as well that we will be talking to. But more importantly, we have the citizens of this country in this hall. That's who these upcoming elections are about. The elections on the 29th of May are not about politicians, but they're about you, all of you in this hall, all of you that are listening to us on the radio, all of you that are watching us. So it's you that we want to center in our town hall meetings. We want to hear what your service delivery concerns are. We want to hear what your frustrations with political parties governing this province and this metro are. And yes, these are provincial and national elections, but service delivery at local level also influences how people vote in the national elections. And that's why we've invited the mayor of Ekurhuleni, the freshly minted mayor of Ekurhuleni. He will be joining us here. They have to come and account to you about where they have failed. What have they managed to do for the city, if anything at all? That's why we've also invited the Gauteng government to be represented here. The MEC of Finance, Jacob Mamabolo, is going to be joining us. And what I want us to know and hear from you during the 702 open line in this hour is, what are your concerns? What is the state of Ekurhuleni? What is the state of surrounding areas? Your own community, what's working? What's not working? What needs to change? And how can we as communities effect that change? We have mics here that are in front. In fact, my colleague Tsidi Madia, who is the politics editor for Eyewitness News, is going to be facilitating the conversation and the views from the people that are in this community hall. But I want you to participate with us if you are listening or if you are watching us on YouTube or Facebook. Give us a call on 011-883-0702. You can also send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702. I'm going to ask, as I did earlier, that we respect each other in our engagements. Let's give each other a chance to speak. Let's not speak over each other. We are going to use this opportunity effectively, but let's also be honest. I don't want you to hold back. I want you to be honest about how you feel, honest about the successes, honest about the failures as well. With that said, I think we're ready to kickstart the second 702 elections town hall meeting in Ekurhuleni.
Covering the issues that matter to you.
It's the Clement Magnatella Show.
Live
from Katlehong
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
So someone who has been in Katlehong yesterday and in the very early hours of this morning is EWN reporter Alpha Ramoshwana, who's going to tell us what you have found in Ekurhuleni. Alpha, before we hear from the people of Ekurhuleni, you were here yesterday. What did you find? What are the people here concerned about?
I think, you know, like you said, we were in Karankua just a few weeks ago, and there were never housing issues that side. I came this side, and most of the problems are centered around housing. There's a number of hostels in Katlehong. There's the Kwamazibuko hostel, there's the NPC hostel, and there's also the Kwesine hostel, which I all visited yesterday. And, you know, 30 years into democracy, you know, people are still living in squalor, Clement. You know, I went into the bathrooms at all these hostels, and it's unbearably filthy. You know, and I also went to the Mazibuko hostel where windows are shattered all over the place. Children are playing amid sewer spillages all over the place. And they say they haven't been upgraded or rehabilitated in a while. That's what they're struggling with. They've been begging and begging the municipality to come and upgrade and rehabilitate the hostels, but they've received no response. They feel that they are neglected. So housing in this place is a major, major issue, you know, and most of the people who are living in these hostels are unemployed. That's another problem. They survive day by day through peace jobs, which they say is not enough, of course, to get them, you know, decent housing. So the hostels in this place, you know, of course, you know, most hostels are filled with crime. There's crime, there's children playing there, and gunshots have become prevalent in most of these hostels, more especially the KwaMazibuko. It's actually one of the biggest hostels in the province, Clement. Over 1,000 people are living there, and they're receiving no help at all. They say service delivery has almost become non-existent at the KwaMazibuko hostel. So the problem is housing in Katlehong. People are not receiving adequate housing. They are not receiving service delivery as much as they would have loved to.
All right, so those are the issues that we'll delve more into with the residents of Ekurhuleni. Tsidi Madia is the politics editor for Eyewitness News. And Tsidi, when you look at the politics of Ekurhuleni, I used to think that Nelson Mandela Bay or the city of Johannesburg was possibly the most unstable of the cities or the councils. But in recent days, in recent times, Ekurhuleni has been one of those.
In 3 years, they've had three mayors in the city. This is a city, by and large, for the longest time, felt stable. Mind you, in 2016, like those other cities, it also went into a coalition government, seemingly better managed. What has happened for in the 2021 elections really has been quite devastating. I think for citizens, who we'll hear from in a short while, where service delivery has been impacted. We work at 702, and the amount of times calls come through the radio about service delivery in Ekurhuleni is quite devastating. I visit cemeteries here, and the quality of those cemeteries has been quite concerning. Alpha speaks about the concerns around sewage. But I must also very quickly say to you, on the flip side, when you look at a Katlehong, I've known Katlehong pretty much all my life, and there's almost a slight tempering down in terms of the intensity. And I just realized now the reason why it doesn't feel as hectic or as busy as it used to be is because the Natal Spirit Hospital has been removed. It's gone to Fort Loras. It's now the Telemoerani Hospital. But also in part of that, very quickly, is that it's devastated an economy here in Katlehong, and I don't think the residents, but we'll hear from them, will say to you that something's happened at local government that has filled that. And the reason why that's happening is because you're seeing squabbles in council between the political parties. I was listening to Premier Panyaza Lesufi. He's also the chair of the ANC that's been part of the negotiations. And part of what Panyaza Lesufi says is when they go into these talks, everybody speaks about the residents, about the people. But when they actually sit down at the table, it is a fight over contracts. It is interest, personal interest, that are put ahead of the citizens. And the reason why I mentioned what's lacking here is because those things cannot be done if political parties are fighting it out over power. And you hear it in the leaders, mind you. I'm looking at the Business Day. Julius Malema being quoted speaking about how there's glory versus power. The NC wants glory, they get the mayorship. We want power. We have the finance portfolio. And that's exactly what we've been seeing playing out over the past 3 years.
Yeah, and whatever plays out at the end of the day affects the people of Ekurhuleni on the ground. And those are the people we'll be hearing from after the break. It's 15 minutes after 9 o'clock. You're listening to the special broadcast of the Clement Magnatella Show. It's the second installment of the 702 Elections Town Hall meeting. Stay with us.
The conversation continues
on the Clement Magnatella Show.
Coming to you live from Katlehong.
702.
702.
Let's walk the talk.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome back to the 702 special broadcast. This is the 702 Elections Town Hall meeting. We're live in Katlehong, and we are just about to hear from the residents of Katlehong now about what their issues are. We've got politicians that have already arrived here, authorities in government in Ekurhuleni, in the provincial government as well, and we'll bring them here to interface with the community of Katlehong. But right now, Sidi Madia, let's hear from the residents of Katlehong what their issues are.
That's right. Thank you so much. We are going to give residents a chance. Please, can I just ask of you to try and keep it slightly tight, short, so that we can take in as many views as possible. Clement did point out that there are politicians at the back. They're going to answer to your questions. So let's try to be a little bit quick. I'll give you up to 2 minutes maximum to make your point. Mama, sawubona njani? Asikhulume kancinci. Inkinga.
Sanibonani. Inkinga yethu ngumhlali wanga kwesquatte camp okuthiwa yi-Crossroad informal settlement. Lesa squatte camp i-budget yaso iyaphuma but akho nto eyenzekayo. Recently besi reblock uthwe siyariblockwa sasaniswa ama-form kwathaswa reblockwa in the writing kwekuthiwe imikhukhu sawakhela imikhukhu emitsha ukhuphutshwe kulo mkhukhu wakho omdala ufake kulo mtsha. But that thing didn't happen. Budget ikhuphumile. Kwathiwa sawufakela i-electricity, wavula indlela sifakele i-electricity, sanyuka ne-stand number. But nothing is happening. 2021, umeya wayekhona uMzwandile Masina wasilethela ama-toilet nge-Sunday ekuseni basizovota Monday. How bad it was. Nothing is going on in our squatting camp. Nothing at all, but every now and then the budget. Nagila kule 2017 gila ukosi wathi na budget as a crossroad. Crossroad ni konana. Saki kiza sati yabo si kona. Watwa nati budget the electricity again. I company ya isebenza crossroad isi reblocker ya hamba yo kwenza pi e Ramaphosa squatter camp. But the same thing as it changes you. Today Ramaphosa in a electricity crossroad. Gamasimba kuphela asuka apha elokishini kugeleza wona e-crossroad. Sihlala kwimeko embi kakhulu e-crossroad.
Okay, ngiyabonga mama. Kanobani igama lakho ma?
Christina.
Mam Christina Clemente. And it's an age-old issue. The formalization of informal settlements. Promises coming at the very end before elections. You're told to go vote. You get your way. You remain without those promises being fulfilled. Sawubona mama, what is your name?
Ikhalang, a secure such a crossroad.
Eh.
A crossroad in Kaluku Botan Hotel Mandel. But I, you can tell him to I, Elung Serati. As nine pump, as a toilet, as not this. It ratted ik. Pinaboko, always cookie link. Gufunago to Slung is a eat ratty labagut, Kuvalega Gutaman Tangan, Pagatem cooking.
Bazocela enye ithuba niyovota nge-29 bazothi siphindisele futhi nizokhona na
sizokhona ukwenzani mami
ukubavotela futhi khona laba ngithi bovotela uMandela ngo-94 baba uMandela i-ANC le izothi ngicela usifake futhi uzokhona mama
angeke ngikhona ngeke ngikhona ngoba madoda awasavuma madoda ningathumela abantwana.
Uthumela abantwana angeke ukhona baku-applyele wenza i-special vote baze kuwe mama. Ngiyabonga ne, ngiyabonga gogo Clement, you got the gist of that. I move on now. Good morning, who am I speaking to?
Khatiso Totetsi.
Khatiso, your sense of life in Ekurhuleni in 2024?
Yo, right again, hothata bathong, hothata. Imagine this were really run all over the place. Ke dula ko Katlehong Mokwena section ne. Hona le mona lo re a phone. Service hore re kopa ho tlo cleanwa jarateng because of sewage ya rana. Ko service ya teng e tlong ka nako telele. Imagine mme wa 60 tlamehile a tswa a ye shopong kapa a etse dintho tsa hae. A ke se kgone ho tswa. Service e teng but it takes time. People they will come, nene ba re a kenya khoutu re batla eng. Wa ba fa khoutu ke ye eng eng. But they take long. Those things it got disa batho. Imagine motho moholo a wa a lemala mole. Sepetlele so ka se kwa hole. Clinic ha ho ya botho tsa ga tlamehile ho tle be ambulance. Ambulance le yona e ka nako telele. So those things are ke dipity things but if they can put up those things or a fellow community toilet service station, that's all that we want.
All right, thank you so much, Clement. As you are hearing, waste is a major issue. I want you to think back about the so-called missing waste trucks that were spoken of, about Tembisa protests over waste collection under Tanya Campbell. So the city, Ekurhuleni, has seen a lot through these different mayors. Again, the theme is lots of promises and non-deliveries. Good morning, sir. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Thato Kele.
Thato, your sense in Katlehong, 30 years into democratic South Africa?
The issue I have is the fields around Katlehong, sports fields, like facilities are not in good condition. If they can look at them, they are unplayable, and we are developing kids at the young age playing and getting injured in this field that are not being taken care of. Another thing that I have a concern with is the schools. The schools, as coaches, we are not hired by schools. They hire the teachers to teach these children football, whereas they only know about academics. They don't know about soccer. We should be the one who getting those vacancies as coaches around Katlehong. We are qualified, we have qualifications, but the principals and the teachers around the schools, they take the teachers to do those jobs that are supposed to be taken by the local coaches who have the experience of teaching those kids. So usually what they do, they go to the suburbs, because suburbs, schools, they can hire you as a coach. But local schools, they take the teachers to do those kind of jobs. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir, for your comments. Good morning, ma'am. How are you? What's your name?
I'm good, and you? My name is Morong Waramaru. I'm from First Loras. So
that's where I was born. Kikasila Makas.
No, First Kato. First Loras, Kikasila Makas. I'm from Extension 28. So at 28, Kalyong 1992. But till then now, till now, it 2080 development are equal. So, but every time it's a vote, it's a voter, it's a voter it delivery service, it's a vote, it's a vote. As soon as it rata extension 28, cinema field are opened, of which I increase the rate of crime. Every day, lang sala kona, abantu baya bulalwa, abantu anabe skolo, mabaya skolo, eni baya rate, wakuleza ikangalezia, abantu anaba tatelo ama phone, abantu babanjwa inkunzi, kuhijekwa imoto, and then mauti ya pega, siya vota patasazi uchisi vote line. And then masi raise ama concern about the community, ayiku into enza galawi. Yutola kutubiza na mapoisa of which I has failure, si umzanzi. Mena ime Green Door Ambassador lang sala kona, I deal na ma victims. So ubiza ama poisa, from XN, yuza kushoni langa ipoisa langa velang. And then okusuga lapo, ma ngale skatiselo uchedi nsese kona, ma obabiza bakutola kuchaguna gezi, ma niskabangeli. Of which lezi nito lezo angazi uti, ma bantu bafuna umsebenzi, bangena basebenza, and then abazang barese lao ma concern uti angyege bawazi uti, bavele mparatini, ma ngabugune load shedding. Ma uti ya pega, asina wama skills development for abantu anabe itube youth. Ma uvuge kisenu puma, kona tukona I youth ime makoneni, abantu anabe consumer ama substances. And then I couldn't answer our government is failing us because ngaba is failing. The police the rehabilitation. Ngaba is so we take funeral concern. Yomzali or your family, but we want to make us discharge. And then they don't need concern yake. Abantwana, I couldn't baba inzela yona. So si akela ku government utake yenze into right. Mina ngogwa minje angbon uti vote elami. Nzale pabani, but otherwise the ANC failed us big time.
Thank you so much. Those claims, Clement, are what the ANC must answer to. It has a new mayor. He is here. The ANC must speak to that when people go and vote. The issue of rehabilitation, I think you spoke about it in MLO. It is a recurring theme where there's not enough support. Government itself often speaks about a need to make sure that there's enough support to help with addiction amongst our youth. And again, here's another township, here's another city, a metro, where there's not sufficient support to help children, young people dealing with addiction. Good morning, sir. How are you? What is your name?
Good morning, Sidi. This is Dr. Malebo Pet Medzing.
Good morning, doctor. What is on your mind this morning?
And raise their concern. The hospital. Bring back the hospital. Yaruna, etu healing, dugatole, hardwagwa. Enforced removal. Ritliswa mo. The agreement with the apartheid government was that they will build a facility of health in Katlehong. That was one of the conditions. And it did happen.
That's the Natal Spirit Hospital.
Natal Spirit Hospital. We want it to be reinstated to its original place. We are told today it's because of dolomite. Gauteng as a whole is dolomitic.
Yes, dolomitic land was the reason. Let's speak about this very quickly. Help me understand the impact of having the Natal Spirit Hospital moved to First Law, becoming Telemorani. What is the impact? Have you seen the adverse effect of having the hospital being shut down here in Katlehong?
We were told it's dolomitic. But I'm saying, listen.
How has it affected the community? That's what I want to know.
It didn't. There was no negative effect in whatever way. It didn't affect you mean the Dolomite didn't affect?
No. The hospital being removed very quickly. I know they need to go to headlines.
Old age people can't travel to Fort Flores. It's costly. We had this facility here. How do you remove a health facility? How do you do that?
Thank you so much, Dr. Clement. You are hearing those views. Mm. How do you do that? Remove a clinic, hospital from here.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, it's so sad hearing from the Gogos here who now have to make that long trip in order to get the health facilities. We're going to take the latest in Eyewitness News headlines. When we come back, we're going to continue with our special broadcast. This is the 702 Elections Town Hall meeting. Is the ANC here? Is the EFF here? Is the DA here? Is the Patriotic Alliance here? Mabahambe, is that what they're saying? Okay. There are other political parties that are represented here as well. Stay with us here on 702.
The conversation continues
on the Clement Maniatella Show.
Coming to you live from Katleho.
702.
Let's
walk the talk.
It's 24 minutes before 10 o'clock. We are live from the DHW Community Hall in Katlehong for the 702 Elections Town Hall meeting. Very vibrant in the hall. There's been some singing that's been taking place here during the break. We've been hearing since we started the special broadcast from the residents of Katlehong. Before we bring in the politicians, we're hearing what their concerns are, what their service delivery issues are. And my colleague Tsidi Madia is the one facilitating that chat with them. Tsidi?
Thank you so much, Clement. I'm joined by Aus Beauty Mbata.
Of course.
You are from Katlehong?
It's called Sana Section.
Let's talk about what's on your mind this morning. 30 years into democracy, a few weeks away from the 7th democratic elections.
Ikolweni abantwana bethu bayabhuliwa. Abantwana bethu isecurity ayikho right. So into engiyicelayo mina ku government kunama graduate ahleli angasebenzi, kunama nurses, kunama therapists, kunama psychologists, there's a lot. Sicela ukuthi bangenelele bahambe bayekolweni, kube nama offices ekolweni umntwana bakhona ukum identify nge-speed, umntana angakakhuli ne-enga, because abantwana bethu bakhula nge-enga, asingeke sazi ukuthi bayithathaphi, mhlambe emakhaya, umntana uyayibona ukuthi kuyaliwa nje emakhaya. So uyayithatha leyo nto uyisa esikolweni. So sicela ukuthi lezo zinto zikhoneke ukuthi bakhona ukuzi-identifya ama-psychologist.
So that emotional psychological support,
yes,
for our kids. Thank you so much, Ms. Bitine. I'm going to have to move on to the next speaker. Thank you so much.
Siyabonga. Also sisi ama drugs sine problem ama drugs
elo. Don't worry, I've got you.
Yeah, please sicela ukuthi i ama drugs ebantwaneni bethu leyo issue leyo, it's very crucial.
Yes.
It is very crucial. Sicela ukuthi setshenzwe because abantu ebayisebenza ebesithembele kubo aboxolani baboshiwe. So siyacela ukuthi inakwe leyo issue. Ibalulekile abantwana bethu, future yabo is going down.
Thank you, Sis Beauty. You are the second speaker to bring about the issue of rehabilitation, and I think that is a key issue. I see somebody in ANC colors. The ANC's gotten a fair bit of bashing. Good morning. What is your name? What's on your mind, sir?
Yes.
It's okay. I've got the microphone for you. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Siyabonga Yende, and I'm from Ward 50. I'm based in Crete. What I'd like to highlight is that we lost certain basic service delivery services when we lost the municipality in 2021. Grass cutting was never done. Besekuyi hlathi all over. Because iphethe iDA, ithathi budget, yisa edown. Akuna budget eza elokishini ezo make sure ukuthi abantu bethu ba safe. Grass cutting, eyenzakala, and then we also lost our street lights. Our street lights have been reported. Our street lights are sasebenzi in Zugumia, Master and assist. However, more figure down, light budget be corn, light down, light the epitacon, ngiyakhanya ngapha kumnyama.
Did it get better when the ANC and the EFF got into government?
Ngiyazameka. Ngiyazameka. It's not better, but you know ugcina ngicela ukukhuluma ngayo. Now those are the basic ones. Ibazar for abantwana basekuruleni. Abantwana basekuruleni abasayitholi ibazar because of UDA ayifuna abantu babe educated.
You're blaming an old government. Thank you so much for your comments. DA people, I see you. You're more than welcome to come to the front to defend your party. Sir, please come forward. Hi, let's have a quick chat. I'm raising lots of issues. Are EFF and ANC bazama? I don't know. Good morning, sir. Your thoughts?
Good morning to you as well. My name is Lebogang Ramushu. I'm from Spreadview.
Guys, please let's give Lebogang a chance. Please let's hear him out. If you want to defend the DA, please come to the queue. Let's talk about it. Lebogang, go ahead.
Christoph, thank you very much. Good morning to your team as well. So I'm just here to talk about tourism in Katoras. So I'm a director of Katoras Hotel Tourism and like admin. So there's a lot of places whereby they closed, especially your sanctuaries, your freedom parks and everything, they're not utilized. So as Katoras Hotel Tourism, non-profit company, we're trying by all means to revive tourism in the area. So we have like hectic issues whereby we cannot even bring people to actually enjoy, you know, the area. There's a lot of stigma that's going around, that there's a lot of violence and so forth. So we try by all means to create employment through like tourism and stuff, you know, bringing people from abroad and stuff. So we'd like more like activity and like activation for the guys to open up the areas so that we can bring people and to Kendria area. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Lebogang. Good morning to you, sir. What is your name?
Morning, Kamabonga Nguni, from Spreadview, Ward 107, an ANC activist. Township economy. One thing that we are seeing, we say, Obama malls are akiwa la malukshini. But we've got so many professionals abakwara la malukshini. We are not benefiting as some professionals in terms of our skills. So $70 I mean, for instance, our accountants about inside, they're using our accountants from white cities. It's white business coming into township economies. But at the same time, they're not leaving anything behind for teen. So I'm quite concerned to know why are these companies being allowed to come taking our market share and not leaving anything for development the community yet. So we should wake up, take back our economies, because my body economy gone. I mean, if we make our body economy, why did they come back after looting? They can see there is an economy like Emalokshin and that exploiting it, but black professionals, we're not getting anything in return.
All right, thank you so much, sir. Hi, sir, please come forward. I keep moving to the back. Please come forward. Good morning. What is your name? What's on your mind?
Good morning, ma'am. My name is Philip Ndimande. I'd like to thank 702 for giving me this opportunity to come and speak. I'd like to differ a bit and be positive. I'm a bond free myself. It's because of the ANC. And I see people are not communicating about it. My father is a pensioner. My father is a pensioner, did not have funds for me to go to varsity, but because of the ANC and NSFAS, I was able to go and learn for free. Till today, I haven't received a message saying I owe, and it was never a loan. It's for free.
Thank you so much. I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you so much. It's a positive message. I take it. Thank you. Good morning. I've got the microphone for you, Ma. What's your name? What's on your mind?
I'm Malifumba Khashule, and then I'm Ward 15 from ADA. I heard one of the ANC members say the ADA is ruling Ekurhuleni.
Yes, that you're taking money to white suburban areas and not the townships.
But we have only 6 months. So I don't know, maybe it is so kalaganjan. And secondly, from 1997, sitting policy in, before I was a student, as an ashatoga machashul, as an actually zool. Last week on the 3rd of March, I went there. They say to me, I'm still in the waiting list. Until when? From 97 until 2024. So I don't know what is happening. So they're always promising us empty promises. And they can't fulfill our needs as a community.
Thank you so much, Ma. Waiting for a house from 1997 till now. Earlier, Alpha Ramoswana told you, Clement, that there's issues around housing in the area. Good morning. I see you in your red regalia. What is your name, sir, from the EFFSC?
Yes. I'm Simphiwe Selepe from Munaheng section here in Ward 50.
Talk to us.
Yeah, so over the past, I don't know, past 30 years, I think maybe we have 20 years where we don't have a stadium. And there's a constant budget. And there's a budget every year for the stadium. Right here next door, there's a swimming pool that hasn't worked for over 20 years as well. So what we'd like to see as the EFF is the revitalization of Katlehong in general, in every sector, you know.
But you're in charge.
But for how many days, though?
You've been in charge for some time now. You said you wanted an opportunity to lead. You're in charge. The EFF is part of the government in Ekurhuleni, is it not?
But for how long? I mean, the ANC has been in charge for the past 30 years. The stadium has been like that for how long now? So as the EFF coming in, those are the areas that we'll be trying to improve or going to improve.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We're gonna take some, okay?
Okay, a few more.
Wait, we do, the fighters clapping. I want to take a few WhatsApp voice notes in a moment, then we'll come back to Tsidima Dia with the more views and inputs and concerns from the residents of Katlehong. You can send us your voice notes on 072-702-1702. Here's what some of you have had to say.
Hi, Clement. It's Patricia here from Togoza. Clement, can whoever is responsible for safety there, can they address the issue of ATM bombings? Since the beginning of this year, I might be wrong, but there has been more than 5 ATMs that have been bombed, or even more than. We can't stay in a community where bombs are going off while we are sleeping and children are scared. Can we please address that?
Hey, Clement, one of you are brave, eh? You guys went to Kwesini Hostel. Jesus. I used to stay there, Kosuluma View. We saw horrible things that the guys Bago Kwesini and Mazibuko Hostel were doing. Look at Togoza. So, okay, big up to you for having the courage to go to Katlehong. That's my hometown. Love it.
Morning, Clement. It's Mhlengwe here in Bramfisherville. Regarding the issue of housing or dilapidated state of units in hostels, these dwellers, hostel dwellers, are to blame themselves. I'll give you an example. Dube Hostel, it was refurbished. You know, they had decent units built, bathroom inside, kitchenette, lounge, but they refused to move in because they don't want to pay. And then the next thing, the whole project was vandalized. Just drive to Dube Hostel and see. It's you know, it's shocking. The government cannot just keep on throwing money, to uplift people who are not interested at all. Nice show as always. Thanks, Clement.
Good morning, 702 listeners. Clement, I fully agree with what Tsidima Dia has just said. I've also lived in Katlehong for the most part of my life. What we have experienced in Ekurhuleni was the downward spiral of service delivery was caused by these coalitions. These coalitions definitely are not going to work in our country because politicians are just after power and that's it. They forget about the people, especially when they get into power. So, yeah, I fully agree with what Sidi has just said. Thank you. You speak in Tolebwane from Padima section in Katlehong.
Good morning, Clement. What I can say you about the hostel. Hostel were not meant for the family units. Hostel are hostel for men. And then what caused the hostel not to be attended? They don't pay the services. If you ever don't pay, you aren't going to get the service. That's it, Ben.
The conversation continues
on the Clement Maniatella Show.
Coming to you live from Katlehong.
702.
702.
Let's walk the talk.
It's going up to 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Thank you for your WhatsApp voice notes. Let's go back to Tsidima Dia and the residents of Katlehong here at the DHW Community Hall.
Good morning. We met a little bit earlier on. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, Tsidi. My name is Mapefo Mokoena. I stay here in Katlehong. And Clement, please do me this favor when the politicians come. Do ask them if they are saying they are busy. They are busy with what? Because they should be busy saving us. I'm a disgruntled card-carrying member of ANC. I live just opposite the water tank. There was an erection of a water tank just opposite my house. When they were digging there, the earth was rattling, and I lost 58 glasses, and my window pane, some cracked, some broke. I spoke to the CPF, who took the matter to the councillor, who promised that he will come to me. He never came, and the CPF kept going to him until she gave me the number of the councillor. I started communicating directly with him. Up to date, he has never come to my... He keeps promising, and I remind him. Say, I'm still waiting, because when I called the people to replace the window panes, when they take out the old party from the window, the others crack. So I wanted them to come so they can come with a professional who can see. Now I'm living in a house with broken and cracked windows.
Okay, thank you so much, Osman Pefo. Thank you so much. Dumelang Malekai, how are you?
It's okay. Oh, you can just speak.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I reside here in Katlehong. My name is Elina Ndima. I just want to thank the ANC, which gave us dignity. Today, we've got houses left and right. Sky City. Can I continue?
Yes, you can. Guys, give it a chance. You're getting some cheers, you're getting some laughter, you can continue.
Okay, the ANC revolutionized houses. We've got Sky City.
Guys, give her a chance. Give her a chance, please.
We've got Helderberg. People have been moved. The problem is that people are being moved to houses. They sell them, they go back to to Mkhukhwini. I just want to also to thank what has happened in council. The ANC have been given power again, even if it's not 100% absolute power. I just want to thank, because hold on, it's my opportunity.
Okay, yes.
The past 2.5 years, we didn't have, ANC didn't have power. The service delivery before, we could see left and right. The DA took over, the budget went to town, but now the budget is going to be, hold on. The budget is going to come, hold on, it's going to come to the people.
Okay.
And the council, hold on, the ANC is going to revolutionize again houses.
Okay, thank you, Melina. I have to give other people a chance. Thank you, Melina. Hi, sir. What is your name?
It's Moses Gama from Tsohanyut Project.
Okay,
let's
make it short so we can give other people a chance. Please.
No, it's said, Mayor Alina, the former councillor of this, the same ward. You don't have to look far. The lady that just spoke, former councillor, look at this thing.
Falling apart, and she's praising the ANC.
Just look at this thing. When you come in, it's like the same infrastructure which was done by even apartheid. They're even failing to maintain those things. We don't have adequate resource in patient treatment centers, halfway houses, and aftercare. We don't have what you call harm reduction programs within our space. The rate of unemployment is still high. When you look at Ntlapo, I can show you the sewer.
I don't have time to look at the sewer, but I want to see the picture. As soon as you're
the
done,
picture.
I'll look at the picture, I'll come to you. I
yes, but the reality is that they've decimally failed. They must accept the fact that, you know, they've failed. This thing of trying to put the blame on DA is not going to work, and it's not working.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. Dumelang pa, Nekai. Okay, let's give him a chance. Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Good morning, ma'am. My name is Kenning Kwanyana from here, Award 50.
Sure. What's on your mind, Abut Ken?
Yeah, it's just one or two things, quickly.
Let's be very quick.
I will be quick, but let me give you context first. Context is important. In a sentence. I was part of the Paralink development project in Soweto when Tokyo was still a premier. And if you go to Soweto today and see development that is there, that para area is a city. Where I come from in Katlehong, when you actually come in all the way from Entre to Emandela, Ithokoza, Ilokishiletu has become a slum. There's been no development whatsoever. You actually move from Entre up to Emandela up to Entre. Kunama toilet ongawazi ukuthi awani because lezindlu lezi ezakhiwe eMandela zakhiwe zinama toilet. Lama toilet agcwele anukela abantu abasenhlapho lapho. We don't know ukuthi awani because there are people who are benefiting out of that.
All right.
We want to see a development, we want to see eradication. Eyalama toilet and the e-councilor last old 15 yalibona likhona. We don't understand why kunala ama toilet.
Let's see if we can get answers for you. Thank you so much, Pa. Good morning, Ma. Good morning. I'm running out of time. I'm going to ask you to be very quick.
Umazondo lokhulumayo.
Umazondo, please let's be quick.
Yes, mina ngizokhuluma nge restitution le old location. U government wakhipha 517 million ngo 2014. For abantu abayi 700 ababuya ku old location abantu abathole imali kule 700 abayi 200 thini 300 asikakayitholi imali kuloku kubizwa ama meetings ukuthi sikhulume sikhulume ukuthi bazahamba bayibuyele emuva manje ngiyathuka mina ukuthi if le government yaphuma lengena sizoyithola le mali.
So you are worried about the ANC losing power because of promises. I don't know if that's enough, Ma. I don't know if that's enough, Ma. Hi, how are you? Say, young person. Who am I speaking to?
San Marani.
Guys, let's give her a chance. We're almost done. Let's give her a chance. What's your name?
Okay, Kamala Mnonkule, Mtembu, Award 52. So, mina, Intengfun, we are Zuguti, Umeshugo, Uzoba Kupi. Just because remember, our political parties are many. They're from ANC. Basuwe ku ANC, bayenza amanye ama political parties. To ukuthi angazi kuzoyenzakalani. Umehluko uzoba kuphi? I service delivery sizoyithola nini? Because umehluko awukho. Whether noma I ANC ephathayo or EFF or DA what ayeke bayenze. Because now bona bale phezulu, they don't see.
So what's the way forward quickly?
I don't know, but they must tell us because they're coming.
Okay, thank you. They must tell us, because we're running out of time, please come forward, sir, because we've completely run out of time. We're almost out of town. Hold on. Sir, hi, please.
Kiteng,
legay. Kiteng, what's on your mind? You're the last person we're going to take a view from for now.
Yeah, yeah. It's Tato Pusani, BNB in Katlehong. Mine is maybe looking more into the solution side. I think the issues it's our service delivery are well documented. We know about them. The ANC is also trying. We can see the trains are coming. Load shedding is ending. But I think the issue here on my mind is about community safety. The police are, especially the transportation, is very visible by its absence. Hadiyo, and communities are beginning to take community safety into their own hands. For instance, neighborhood watches are beginning to take over to fill that gap. Shouldn't the government be looking at also starting to fund the community policing itself?
Thank you so much. You were short and sweet. I have run out of time. They'll give you that answer. Thank you so much. Clement, that's the floor from here in Katlehong about the many, many issues and some solutions on the way forward.
And after the news at 10 o'clock, we're going to hear from the freshly minted mayor of Ekurhuleni, Nkosi Mphile Gxakaza. We also have the MEC of Finance in Gauteng, Jacob Mamabolo. We'll start with them after the news at 10 o'clock. We're not done hearing from you. We'll still give you more opportunities to ask them direct questions and to continue raising your issues in the next 2 hours.